yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So many questions. So I want to talk a little bit about the guiding purpose. And we talked a little bit before we hit record on being very intentional about the things that you do, opportunities that you seem to quote unquote miss by guarding that purpose. But I want to do that after we sort of, you alluded to being a leader is hard. It's sometimes a very thankless position and you're oftentimes pouring out, you're giving until, to use your example, since I can't use my sports analogy, that who's flipping your read, right? Who's pouring into you as a leader? So step number one, as a leader, how do you begin to develop that skill set of number one, understanding that you are guarding the purpose, not only your purpose, but for the organization and the people who you lead, but you have to make sure that you're being led too. But that's tricky. Talk about that.
No, it's so good. I'm going through this book right now with a group in my church called Biblical Eldership by Alexander Strock. Yeah, it's on being an elder in a church, but it's honestly about leadership. I read this quote the other day. This just hit so hard. Our natural tendency, this is us to the people who lead us and our people to the people who lead them. Our natural tendency is to take our leaders for granted, forget what they've done for us, complain rather than be thankful, accentuate the bad and disregard the good. For example, God gave Israel some of the greatest leaders in human history, people like Moses and David. And yet during difficult times, those people were ready in a moment's notice to stone them to death. He said, no group of leaders is perfect. All leaders have weaknesses, and each person on a team has a unique perspective on how that leader should operate. Sounds familiar. As a result, there's always some degree of tension between leaders and followers. Even the best leaders are inevitably accused of pride, wrong judgment, doing too much or too little, moving too slowly or too quickly, changing too much or not enough, or being too harsh or too passive. And he says, as commentator E.J. Bricklin observes, the exercise of authority is always apt to provoke resentment. That's why leadership is hard. In the middle of all that, you're trying to figure out purpose. You're trying to figure out, how am I supposed to do? What am I called to? What an interesting blend of roles and responsibilities. For me, as I've tried to answer that question about purpose, one of the best tools I've seen for doing so, Andy Stanley, great leadership guy in my life, he says that purpose is found at the intersection of three things. What breaks your heart? Start there. You want to understand your purpose? Then be willing to go on. It took me years to answer that question. What breaks your heart? We put together an 8-page document for our team of every single cause we could think of. Anything from homelessness to mental illness to puppies and turtles, everything we could think of for a cause. And we just said, I want you to go through this list and I want you to check the ones that break your heart the most. Anything that if you thought about it long enough right now, you might even start to weep sitting here at this desk. And we took all those results and it helped us form years ago now. What are the core things that we're focused on that break our heart here at FOS? So purpose, right? What breaks your heart? Where is there an opportunity for you to invest into brokenness? What breaks your heart? Where's there opportunity? And what do you have the skills for? Skills, break broken heart, and opportunity. Right in the middle of those is purpose. And the more that we've sought the combo of those three has helped us to narrow down our who for this business as a ministry.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.